So this is Joseph Gutierrez live from the library lawn here at Dominican University. Thank you for listening to Penguin Radio. I'm here with Jasmine, I believe. And she's an international student studying here at Dominican. What are you studying here at Dominican?
I'm studying psychology.
Oh, psychology. Oh, nice. My girlfriend's a psychology major. Do you have any concentration in psychology? What do you want to do with psychology?
I want to work as a child psychologist.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. Same like my girlfriend. That's really crazy. She wants to be like a child life specialist.
Interesting.
Yeah. So where are you from, Jasmine?
I'm from Austria.
Oh,
so Europe.
Nice. Oh, a lot of fun. How do you like it being over here?
I love it. The campus is awesome. The weather is so nice, and the people are all so friendly, and I feel very comfortable here.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's always, I know that's a big like difference or a big factor going from like home into like a new country. Yeah. So I would want to be comfortable if I went to Austria, so to speak.
I knew no one when I came here, so that's... Yeah, and I. Yeah. Right now I have friends.
Oh, nice. Can you name? Is this your friend right here? Yeah. To the right of us?
Come here.
I think she's
shy. Like,
you can always. You want to hop in? Here we go. Speak into the mic. What is your name, friend?
Hello, my name is Corinne. I'm from Estonia.
Oh, where's that at? Where's
it's in Northern Europe, south of Finland.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Far away.
Yeah, yeah. So how are you enjoying Dominican here?
Oh, a lot. It's a lot of fun.
Really?
I've got so many good friends right now, so. Mm.
Yeah, obviously one's forcing you on the radio.
I know, right? The best one.
Oh, that's sweet. What are you studying here at Dominican?
I'm majoring in genetic engineering.
Oh, wow.
But here I'm taking some different stuff to try out.
What made you come over here to Dominican or to the United States?
Well, I've never been to California before.
Okay.
So I've always wanted to see that.
Uh-huh.
And, well, it's warm here. Warmer than in my country.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. We get no bad weathers or bad at all. So it's always sunny.
No snow, thankfully.
Yeah, thank God. For real, I don't think I can deal with snow. But anyway, thank you guys for joining us on radio.dominican.edu and Penguin Radio. And good luck on your year this year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And thank you again for listening. This is Joseph Gutierrez, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, we can interview Lawrence.
Yeah.
Lawrence, are you ready for us?
Eat. Go.
So this is Joseph and Allison, and we are here with the ASDU president, Lawrence. Lawrence, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic.
We're doing great. It's a lovely day here at Dominican University of California.
Awesome. Yeah, the sun is out. All the clubs look like they're prepped for people to come and look at them.
Yeah. So what do you think about the whole event happening right now?
It's really exciting. ASDU is sponsoring the event. We have bingo sheets that students can fill out, and they just have to visit 9 clubs, learn about them, get a really good feel of the club, and they do the survey in the back, and once they do that, they are entered into a raffle where they can win a Fitbit, they can wear t-shirts, they can win headphones. Pretty awesome stuff.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, solid. I saw Lexi. She was like scrambling trying to get, what's the little bingo thing
going
on?
Yeah, I think everyone's trying to win the prizes.
She was like scrambling and she was just running everywhere.
Yeah.
All right, now Lawrence, can you talk to us a little bit about what ICC Council is?
ICC stands for Inter-Club Council, and so all clubs have to be a participant of the Inter-Council, that way they get their funding. So anytime the club needs funding for an event, such as Polynesian Club needing funding for a luau, then they would go to the club and they would present what they need. So like at a luau, you might need the lays, and you might need some catering foods. And then they just write it out, and then all the clubs get to vote on that and prove their budget.
Wow, that sounds awesome. Okay, and also, can you speak a little bit on what ASDU does to serve the Dominican community here?
So ASDU stands for Associate Students of Dominican University of California. We are your student body government, and so we really want to represent the student voice on campus. If you have any questions or concerns for us, contact any of us, especially freshmen. You can run for positions right now. There are 2 open freshman representative spots. And so they could just run and get elected and join my board, which would be awesome.
That sounds great. For all you freshman listeners out there, go ahead and sign up and apply to be a freshman representative. It sounds like a great opportunity.
All right. Thank you so much, Lawrence. Thank you for joining us on Penguin Radio.
Thank you, DJs. Have a great day.
You too.
You too.
So this is Joseph and Allison coming to you live from the Penguin Radio, from the library on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
All right, hi guys. Testing. This is Penguin Radio. Remember, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. And my name is Allison. I am DJ Glitz.
Hi, I'm Justin. I'm here with Allison today at the ICC Club and Resources Fair.
Yeah, we're here at the library lawn at beautiful Dominican University of California. It's a nice sunny day. We have hundreds of students here learning all about the clubs and resources available to them on campus. Here we have Justin. He is a part of Capamelia. So can you talk to us a little bit about what Capamelia is and does?
So Capamelia is the... Well, hello, I'm Justin. I'm the vice president of Capamelia, and we are the Filipino-American Association here on campus. We're one of the biggest clubs here on campus, and we do a lot of things. We do a lot of gatherings, get-togethers, movie nights. One of the cool things that we're doing that's coming up this semester is that we're actually sending two buses full of our members to Cal State Fullerton.
Nice.
To play in this event called Friendship Games, and it's
Wait,
like
now, what are Friendship Games?
Friendship Games is almost like Filipino or Olympics. So it's like there are five games, and they're like picnic games, and we go over there and compete to see who gets first and all of that.
Oh, that sounds awesome. So what type of games do you participate in here?
So they're really random and obscure. There's this game called Alpine Green, which is almost like skiing on grass.
Oh,
and
wow. That
also conveyor belt, where one person is on top and everyone under them is rolling.
That sounds like a great time.
Yeah,
okay, now,
it
is there anyone who cannot join this club? Like, who is this club targeting mostly?
We're targeting everybody here at Dominican. A lot of people think that we're just targeting the Filipino community, but
right.
We have many members that are of other ethnicities, and I think it
awesome.
Brings a lot of diversity to our club. So anyone that's interested or anyone that wants to be part of the club, you don't have to be Filipino to be part of it. You can come to LA with us and hang out with us no matter what.
Oh, that sounds like a great time. I should join.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Justin, for being here. Again, just a reminder, everyone, you are listening to Penguin Radio here at Dominican University of California. Thank you so much, Justin,
no
for
problem.
Being with
Thanks.
Us today.
Thank you.
All right, hey guys, it's DJ Glitz here again at the ICC Club and Resources Fair, again at the library lawn at Dominican University of California. It's a nice sunny day. I'm here with Lexi Schumacher. She's here to speak to us a little bit more about women's club soccer. All right, Lexi, take it away.
Hello, I'm here today to talk about women's soccer. Here at Dominican, we have a club team. And I'm trying to get it started this year so we can go out and play other colleges. A couple years ago, we went out, we played San Jose State, University of Pacific, Humboldt came down, we went to Chico. Loads of fun. It's a great way to stay active, and especially if you're coming into college and you played, you know, soccer throughout your life and, you know, you transition out of it, you can still get that touch back in. We play Tuesday, Thursdays from 10 to 11, futsal. Also trying to make an co-ed team here at Dominican.
Oh,
make it
awesome.
So the men come out with us. Just get this back started so everyone that loves soccer can come out, play, just play around. Even if you're not into soccer.
Sounds like a good time.
You know,
yeah, if you've never, what about people who've never played soccer before?
You can totally come out. We're a very friendly group of people. We'll get you better. You get that touch on. It's great exercise if you just want to come out and play. We're always allowing anyone to come out. Loads of fun. Still trying to work on the time we're going to come out, most likely on Fridays in the morning or the afternoon. You can contact me.
All right,
Lexi
yeah,
Schumacher.
For all you out there interested in playing some soccer, getting to know new people, please contact Lexi Schumacher. Again, just a reminder, you were listening to Penguin Radio. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And Lexi, again, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
All right, hey guys, it's DJ Glitz here again at the ICC Club and Resources Fair on Penguin Radio. And I'm here again at the ICC Club and Resources Fair on the library lawn at Dominican University, speaking with Talia, the president of the debate club.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. This is my first year as president. So awesome. It's really interesting.
Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
That's pretty cool. So we're on Penguin Radio right now, and we're just like, I mean, obviously we're at the club fair, and what are some things as the president, what would you like people to know, or how are you getting people trying to get interested in your club?
Well, Debate Club, we're actually trying something new this year. We're more conversational and more about fun than just practicing for tournaments, although we do have a tournament November 5th and 6th here at Dominican, where different college campuses are going to come and actually practice debates, which is going to be super exciting. And if you're not familiar with debate style, you can obviously come learn that with us. But we're more interested in current events and actually getting to know you and building up our base before we actually get to the nitty gritty.
For first-time users that know nothing about your club, can you please just a very basic general, you know, a tournament or a match or a debate, however you're going to go about that, what would you guys typically do and how would that tournament go?
So we actually practice the parliamentary debate style, where we have actually teams of two. We have a pro side and a con side. And on the pro side, we have the first team is a pair, and they actually start the debate tournament. And from the rest of the debate on down, from team to team, it kind of goes in a zigzag motion. We have three teams, actually. And it's pretty fun just because you're constantly trying to stay on your toes and discredit what other people are saying. Sounds really evil, but it's super fun.
Oh, yeah.
I promise. But it's kind of just staying on your toes, knowing current events, and being able to conclude and be like, excuse me, judge, I just want everyone to know in the room that they don't know what they're talking about. And
all
this
right.
is why I'm right. And getting those conversational skills going and being a public speaker, that's what we need, and that's what every Penguin should be able to do.
All right. So I like it. So you guys are more, you guys want students who are very passionate about, you know, certain events and know their facts, that are able to look into certain things and maybe know something that somebody else doesn't. And when you guys are debating, maybe, you know a fact that somebody doesn't know and then maybe discredit them. And that sounds cool. So we need passionate penguins out for the debate club.
And not just that. I also want you timid penguins as well. If you have trouble knowing about current events, if you don't know what's going on, if you have trouble public speaking, come hang out with us. I want you to be in this fun environment where you feel comfortable and safe enough to get in front of people and get ready to talk, because eventually you're going to have to in the world. Maybe you won't, but hopefully I can set the stage where you feel comfortable enough to get out of your shell. So I want everyone to be able to participate.
Right on. So we need everybody, even if you have some interest, you want to get out to the debate club. And is there anything else you want to say to anybody listening?
We appreciate you. Come on by and sign up.
Right.
All right, thank you so much for being with us. Thanks for listening, guys.
You're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
You are listening to Penguin Radio. I am DJ Glitz.
And I am DJ Honey.
And we're here with Kayla Mahoney, the president of... What club are you president
of? I'm president and realm leader of Armored Penguins.
Realm leader? That sounds awesome.
Can you describe to us what a realm leader does?
So a realm leader is someone within the Belgarth Medieval Combat Society that is a leader in their region that helps to run practices and events and make sure that everyone has a good time.
So what region are you?
We're based out of San Rafael, specifically Dominican University, and we are the Armored Penguins, and that's our region.
So when do the Armored Penguins meet?
We meet on Sundays from 12 to 5 during the school year, as well as normally Fridays from 2 to 5. We always welcome newcomers to stop by and give it a try. We've got equipment you can use and a lot of people who will come hang out with you.
So what's a typical day of your guys' practice look like?
A typical practice for us is everyone meeting up on the library lawn right around 12 and bringing down their weapons as well as loaner weapons. And we break up into one-on-one spars to kind of warm up and say hi to people. Lots of running over and giving people hugs. And we break into larger scale battles where it's one team against the other team, and it's over when everyone's dead.
Okay. Awesome.
Is there anything needed in order to, like, any requirements in order to join your club?
So you will have to sign a waiver. So if you're not 18, you need to bring parent or guardian.
Okay.
Water, highly advisable, as well as athletic clothes, because you're going to be moving around a lot.
Okay. Awesome. All right, Kayla. Well, it was awesome talking to you. We will keep a lookout for the Armored Penguins every
awesome.
Sunday.
Sounds awesome. Good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. We are here on Penguin Radio out on the library lawn for the ICC club meetings. And we are here with Alice and the Sailing Club. Welcome.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Fine, thanks. I'm actually not just the Sailing Club, but I'll talk about that. I work with Rec Sports to
awesome.
Offer sailing lessons.
Awesome.
And combined with Institute for Leadership Studies,
oh, wow.
which is under the School of Business. And we do that because we want students to learn teamwork as they're learning to sail,
oh,
or
wow.
vice versa.
Awesome.
So all of the boats require two people, at least. And you can see one over there on people on the radio can't see, but they can come down. We'll happily have it here most of the day.
Okay.
And it's called an RS Quest, made in England, and it was recently shipped down here from a distributor in Oregon, so they're brand
wow.
new. So we have three of those, and we have three Catalinas, which are a little bit bigger and have a keel, which means they're a little deeper water, but they're a little more stable. So centerboard and keel boats are the way we teach.
Now, do you guys have sponsors for those? Are those donated, borrowed?
We are working with a third party, and
oh, wow.
they're called Sailing Education Adventures, and okay. they operate out of Loch Lomond Marina. And they're connected to U.S. Sailing, which qualifies the instructors and gives us the training materials. Also, students can pick up some materials here.
Oh, wow. And last question, I'll ask for you. And whereabouts do you guys go sailing? Because I know some students around here, maybe they don't have access to cars and we'll call. How about does that work?
We are a bike ride away.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's 2 miles,
okay.
more than 2 blocks. 2 miles. I clocked it the other day. Straight down San Pedro Road, which is okay. the extension of Second Street. If you're going towards China Camp, it's on the right.
Okay.
There's a big construction project going on in Andy's Grocery Store, if anybody
oh,
knows
okay.
where that
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
ADOC is where we operate from. We have all our boats there. And through partnership with Rec Sports, they can contact Matt Galding if they're interested, or they could contact me, Alice Cochran. Probably best to use email, like matt.galding@dominican.edu
okay.
or alice.cochran@dominican. We're going to start the lessons on the Friday after Labor Day, which is the 9th of September. And they'll run for 4 Fridays in the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
And this is the best weather we have. So
nice
we
wind.
Really want people to come down and experience, you know, it's called San Pablo Bay in this part of San Francisco Bay. And it's a great little spot.
Very
awesome.
Cool. And then lastly, I'll just say for maybe some people that don't know is, and then do you guys, so are they going to need to know how to swim, or is there an extra price that they'll need to pay maybe for safety certifications, a vest, uses, anything
yeah,
like that?
We'll provide everybody with a safety vest that
okay.
you have to wear whenever you're on the dock or whenever you're on the boat.
Okay.
We do prefer that people learn how to swim first because it's important. Mm-hmm. The safety vest is a help, but it's people who don't know how to swim may panic. So
yes.
we want people to learn how to swim. You can do that at the common pool.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing is not strong swimming skills like Olympics, but like if you could tread water
yeah.
for a certain amount of time, that's
of course.
The key. We never send boats out without a safety boat. So all the boats go out with a motorboat that's called our safety boat that keeps everybody corralled
safe.
In one area
oh, wow.
and kind of watching how things are going. And what was your other question? I think.
Is there an extra fee for
oh, yes.
students?
Yeah, we have asked SEA to give us a discounted fee that's $150, and that covers 4 lessons and a makeup class. We won't cancel any lessons this year because of weather, because there's always something you can learn on. We have a trawler that we use as a clubhouse. Plus, there's a club right next door. You can do you know things inside to learn about sailing. We even have sailing Scrabble.
Oh,
so
wow.
all kinds of other things you can do if the weather's bad. So it's going to be rain or shine for possibly 5 of the weeks in September, early October.
Very
so we
cool.
get the good weather.
All right.
May I put in another plug?
Absolutely.
I work with the Institute for Leadership Studies. We have the Rotaract Club, the Toastmasters Club, American Association of University Women, which is not just for women, which is an advocacy group for females. And we work with Rec Sports, as I mentioned, about the sailing. We have host ambassadors, all of the talks that are on campus that we do with Book Passage and the big names. Mm-hmm. Students can get involved in that as well.
You know, I've actually, another one of our interviews is with the Toastmasters Club. Could you actually elaborate on that a little bit for me?
Yes. All of our clubs are international or national, but mostly international clubs, and this is a chapter.
Okay.
So unlike the clubs that students start themselves, these are clubs that are all around the world.
Oh, wow.
So you can, if you leave, you know, for the summer and you're going somewhere else, you can go to a Toastmasters meeting anywhere.
Oh, wow.
You go. Rotary is sponsoring Rotaract. We'd like to get all Interact students from high school Interact clubs to come for a reunion. We're going to plan that coming up. And then we're going to have a shelter box fund drive to send a big shelter to take care of a family in a disaster area.
That's
amazing. This will be our third one to do. So we've gotten some matching funds, and we need to raise some money to do that.
Yeah, right on. Well, thank you so much for your time, Alice, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You're a great interviewer.
Oh, thank you. You are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
This is DJ Honey, and next we're going to have Emma come in, and she's going to talk to us about the Spirit Club. So give me 1 second, and we'll be right back. All right, everybody. I'm DJ Honey. I'm here with T-Swift and Emma from the DU Spirit Club. Hi, Emma.
What
how
up,
are
Emma?
You today?
Hi. I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing well. So can you tell us a little bit about the DU Spirit Club?
Of course. The DU Spirit Club is practically a cheer club, so we would cheer at the basketball games for Dominican.
Okay.
But we're also incorporating dance into our routines, so that's why we're called a Spirit Club and not a cheer club.
Makes sense. Okay. And are there any requirements for your club in order, you know, like physical requirements or anything like that?
No requirements. You just have to love Dominican and love being spiritful.
Yeah,
and
come
and hang out with us.
DJ T-Swift may or may not be a basketball player, so you said basketball games. Does this mean, like, what games do you go to? It's only home games, right?
Yes. Well, so far we're thinking of only doing home games and cheering for the home games, but possibly we could travel with the team. If we might be able to end up doing that.
Is it just the basketball team, or do you guys do, like, the lacrosse and soccer and such?
Well, currently we're just being approved for basketball, but we have hopes to cheer for other teams as well.
Oh, so wow, right on. Are you the captain?
I'm not the captain. I'm just a member. Our captain is Miranda. Okay. She did cheer all through high school and stuff, and so she's really excited to start working with new people.
Very cool. Cool. Hope you guys have some new enthusiastic people ready for our Spirit Club.
Yeah, just lots of enthusiasm.
Are you guys hosting tryouts anytime soon?
We're not doing tryouts, so we just have a practice tonight at 9 in the gym. And so just come, show up, see what you can do. And
awesome.
It's more just a training process. So we'll work with you and see what you can do and what you might be able to do in the future. And just
so what I heard, if you want to be part of the Spirit Club, you better go to Conlin at 9 p.m. and I'm guessing it's the NPR room, right?
Yes, it is.
So you better be there at 9 o'clock because T-Swift wants to see you cheerleading.
Yeah.
Thank you, Emma, for joining us on the Library
Emma. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Radio. Honey, and I'm here with T-Swift.
T-Swift.
And we'll be back soon. Alrighty, DJ Honey, back here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm here with DJ T-Swift and Christina Mays. Hi, how are you?
Hi, nice to see you.
You as well.
All right, introduction. We are out here on the library lawn for the ICC Club meeting, and we are here with
Christina Mays. Sorry.
Yay!
All right, and what would you like to tell us about your club today?
I wanted to share with all students a little bit about ePortfolio. So I work over in the Academic Advising and Achievement Center.
Okay.
We also, where we live on campus, I should say, is in Bertrand 109, so down the hall from the registrar, and across from our office is the Teaching Learning Center.
Okay.
So just a little bit about our offices. We provide accessibility and disability services, free tutoring support, drop-in, or you can request help online. And general academic advising support. So for some of those first-year students where they're going, I don't know who my academic advisor is, come to our office and we'll help you. Add drop period, as we know, it only ends, like, I think it's this week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first 2 weeks of instruction for add drop. I think that's been really the most common question. But ePortfolio, that's the new hot, hope it's a buzzword for mm-hmm. some of our students. So the first year students received a email from Chili Penguin guiding them on instructions on how to create their Google site using their Dominican Gmail account. It's really easy. We have online tutorials to guide students with how to do that. They can also go online to request support, just one-on-one consultation, or sign up for a workshop.
That's really cool. And you said any student can just drop in and ask for advising?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's super helpful. I wish I would have known that when I came here, so I'm glad that we can interview you and let people know. So if you are listening, anybody that needs advising, go into Bertrand 109 mm-hmm. and get some advising. You can, anything you need. We obviously, I mean, tutoring, I mean, that would be a big help for me anyhow. So.
And I should also say it's not just for, let's say, the traditional first-year student. Mm-hmm. We have our continuing undergraduate students and the adult degree completion students and transfer students. I mean, there's lots of different ways in how we enter Dominican. Mm-hmm. And so we like to think that we're like that general hub.
Oh, wow. Support.
And, awesome.
And I believe I'm a transfer student, and I believe I did get an email. I remember vaguely Chili the Penguin sending me an email.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't know why I didn't read that more. I think there's an upcoming social
for transfer students.
Okay.
Sometimes it's kind of tough. Like, you came from all different sorts of experience. It's mm-hmm. kind of nice to get grounded here at Dominican.
Yeah, of course.
So check in with Lisa Hayden on that.
Right on. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us?
No, I think you got it. Awesome. I really appreciate you giving me a little airtime today.
No, of course. Thank you so much for coming out, Christina. We really appreciate you on Radio Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
All right, and I'm DJ Honey. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
What's up, everybody? This is DJ T Swift. We are here with Maurice from the Honors Club.
What's up, Maurice?
All right, Maurice, talk to us about the Honors Program.
Well, it's just been renovated. It's a pretty cool, great program now. So there's tons of different experiences that you can do. I know they're going tons of different trips. This year, they actually just started a new trip to Costa Rica, which, I mean, who wouldn't want to go to Costa Rica, right?
Oh, wow.
And
exactly.
It's pretty affordable. And so they have, like, little perks like that. You can still get your extra free units. There's six of them that if you wanted to do. And so that's really nice, especially if you're trying to get those GE classes out of the way so you can relax senior year like me. It's pretty nice. Pretty sweet. Those are some of the perks. You always get advising. You get to do your advising at the beginning, so that's really nice. So if you're picking between that 8 a.m. and maybe that 9:25, you can pick the 9:25 and sleep in a little bit. But that's up to you. So
What do you have? Do you have to have a certain GPA to be in this Honors Club? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
It's about 3.5, and so usually if you wanted to get into the program, you can talk to the Honors Director, or there's also a supplement for the freshman incoming class. So. Yeah.
So it's based towards somebody's degree, right? So if I'm a comm major, if I wanted to be in this honor society, I would have to have a 3.5 and then talk to my advisor about being in this, correct?
Yeah. So it's open for every major. And you do a little bit different, like with thesis-wise and stuff, for each major. It really progresses your specific major.
Right on.
It's really nice.
So it's more like concentrated on you and what you want, huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about your club, Maurice?
It's great. Why not join it?
How long have you been in the club, if you don't mind?
I've been for 4 years now.
Oh, wow. Right on.
Yeah, almost out.
Well, everybody, let's come out to Conlon Lawn and
the library lawn.
And check out the Honors Club. And thank you, Maurice, for joining us.
No problem.
T Swift out here on Penguin Radio, radio.
And DJ Glitz.
What up, DJ?
Bye, guys.
Bye, Maurice. Thank you, Maurice.
This is DJ Honey here
on
radio.dominican.edu.
We are here
with Penguins for Peace.
Right, we're here with the co-president of Penguins for Peace, Danielle. So they raise awareness about dating violence and sexual assault. So how do you guys raise awareness on this issue?
Well, our club started last semester, so we're fairly new. And the big event we had was a sexual assault awareness week. And we carried around a mattress from one of the dorms. And you know how big they are. They weigh a lot.
Right.
All the way around school to all of our classes and everything for the whole week. And on it, it said, "I stand with survivors." So people could sign there if they agreed with that statement. We also showed a screening of the hunting ground. And then this semester, we're hoping to do more regarding dating violence and sexual assault. We're partnering with the Center for Domestic Peace, ASDU, and hoping to host a lot of awareness events throughout the semester.
That sounds awesome. So what are you guys hoping to accomplish by the end of this year?
We want to raise more awareness about unhealthy relationships and really educate people where they can go if they need resources and how they can help friends who find themselves in these situations. And then also the topic of rape culture and sexual assault. The statistics on college campuses are so crazy. And if you hear like all the news reports going on, like Brock Turner case and a bunch of others, we just really want to make more resources accessible for students on campus. And hopefully they'll know how to report and where they can find help if they need it.
That's so awesome. Where can they find help on campus? Like, what resources are available? Is there like a certain person they should talk to, or a liaison for this, or an office?
So one of our big components of Penguins for Peace is education. So most of our members have undergone a peer counselor training, so we can listen to anything that's going on and connect them to our community resources, which are the Center for Domestic Peace and Community Violence Solutions here on campus. They would talk to Paul, and we have all our counseling services. And so, yeah, always somewhere to turn to.
All right, awesome. So what days and times do you guys meet?
We have our meetings Tuesday nights at Chili's. And so we're really hoping to recruit a lot of members. So if anyone's interested, bring your friends. It's a great cause. It's
awesome.
A great
all right, for all of you out there listening, go ahead and join Danielle with the Penguins for Peace. They have a great cause, a great mission with what they're trying to do here. Again, you're listening to Penguin Radio. This is DJ Glitz.
And DJ Honey will be right back. Hey everyone, this is DJ Honey here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm here with Henny. He was actually giving me a couple of ideas or something that he and his partner are working on. Hi Henny, how are you today?
I'm wonderful, how are you?
I'm doing well. So I want you to go ahead and give everyone here at Dominican and everyone else listening out kind of a synopsis of what you were telling me.
Absolutely. So one of my coaches, I'm from Sacramento, one of my coaches just moved out here and she is starting a free fit camp. 100% free. Her name is Verna. She's posting up flyers all across campus. And you can message me as well at Kenny Renta, KeniRenta. We both online train people in 94 countries as well.
That's awesome. Okay, and how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for over a year. I now run a gym in Sacramento, and I'm just out here helping her build her free fit camp.
Awesome. And where is this going to be taking place?
This will be taking place, she talked about the Collins Center gym, or it could be at one of the local parks. We're just setting up, so kind of checking out the venues and everything like that.
Okay, and are there any requirements in order for setting up or anything like that?
None at all. No experience necessary. There's modifications for everyone, so you could be at any level and get the workout and have fun doing it.
That's awesome. Okay, well, thank you, Kenny, so much for being on air with us. It was a pleasure meeting you. For anyone who is interested, like he said, there's flyers posted all over campus. I'm DJ Honey. You're listening to Penguin Radio right here on radio.dominican.edu. Alrighty, welcome back. This is DJ Honey here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm here with Lily from Dance Club. Hi, Lily. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Karina?
I'm doing well. Alrighty, so let's go ahead and let's talk about Dance Club. So when was Dance Club originated here?
We actually just started last year as our first year because some of us are not dance majors, but you know, we still want to dance throughout the year. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a new club, but we're working on getting us a little bigger this year.
Awesome. So where do you guys meet?
We are in the NPR room. Yeah, we're working on dates right now because it's really busy, but it's looking like Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays.
Okay, awesome. And is there any, you know, dance experience necessary in order to join the club?
No, not at all. So you're welcome to come even if you're like uncoordinated because, I mean, it's really just to come out, dance with your friends, have some fun, and then enjoy a little workout.
Do you guys perform anywhere?
So we're working on Midnight Mayhem,
okay,
an opening rally for us. We're doing Soul Candy for sure, and then we're also working on doing halftime this year for the basketball team.
Oh, awesome. Okay, yeah. And for that, do you guys have, like, specific costumes or, like, things that you're going to be working on?
Oh, we'll definitely be doing, like, cute little outfits and everything.
That's awesome.
We'll set it up with the group, whatever everyone wants to do, really.
Awesome. So are you, like, the president of the club or, like, the founder, I guess?
I guess founder, more like founder, president, and then we have Eddie Martinez as, like, our vice president, and then Javier Gomez, who's a freshman, as like part of our Senate.
That's awesome.
So we have a whole team going on.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Lily, for talking to us today.
No problem.
For those who are interested, please go ahead and we're out here on Library Lawn with the ICC Club Fair. Go ahead and find the Dance Club table. Sign up for those of you who are interested, and they'll be meeting in the NPR in Collin. This is radio.dominican.edu. I've called you, you said
we were through.
Hey guys, it's DJ Glitz here again at Penguin Radio. We're here at the ICC Club Fair and Resource Fair. I'm here with Karina Hernandez. She is the president of Latinos Unidos here at Dominican University. So Karina, tell me a little bit about your club and what you guys do.
So Latinos Unidos, we are a Latin club here on campus, and we kind of are the representation of the Latin population here on campus here at Dominican. So basically what we do, we are kind of like a miniature family. In the past, our club has been kind of small, but we, like I said, we're like a family. We are here, if you want to sign up, we can. We actually have a lot of signups this year. Fun fact, this year our freshman class has the most Latins in it out of all of Dominican history. So we have a lot of freshmen who are signed up, and we're really excited about that. We have two major events throughout the year, one this semester, one next semester. We do meet every week. We don't have a set time yet because we like to see when people are free, and we try to get the majority of the people there at the same time. So if anyone is interested, please feel free to sign up. Like DJ Glitz said, I'm Karina. I am the co-president. I have another co-president. Her name is Erica Shelfo, and she is awesome as well. Feel free. We are a tiny family who we're just looking to expand.
That sounds awesome. So what does a typical meeting look like?
A typical meeting is, well, first and foremost, we always have snacks. Latin communities, when you are Latin families, when you go into the house, you always offer someone snacks. It's just kind of like a homey thing to do. It's a hospital thing to do. So that's what we usually do. So we always have snacks. Our first meeting is going to be us talking about any people who want to take up any, you know, positions in terms of, you know, being a secretary or whatever. And we also are going to start planning our posada, which is our main event this semester, because we want to make it the biggest and most greatest posada it has been in the past.
So what does that mean, posada?
Posada basically just means party. If they're usually hosted in Mexico, and it's usually around the time of Christmas. But we don't put any religion or any religious background into it here, because we don't want to, you know, maybe turn some people away or whatever. We also open our events to the community, because we want to get, you know, the community involved with us as well. So it's pretty awesome. We usually have good turnouts. There's always, we have a DJ, we have performers who come, and we also have tons and tons of food.
That sounds like a great time. All right, well, Karina, thank you so much for being with us today.
Of course.
Again, all of you guys, go ahead and join Latinos Unidos with Karina. They meet every week and get some good food, meet some new people. All right, reminder, you're listening to Penguin Radio. This is DJ Glitz.
This is DJ Honey here with Radio Dominican.edu. I'm here with Stephanie from Global Ambassadors. Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing pretty well.
Okay, so first question I want to ask you, can you explain to us kind of what Global Ambassadors does?
Global Ambassadors is a club here on campus that has, where we want to help international students and ELS students who are come to campus and kind of integrate them with the rest of the Dominican community.
Okay, and so in terms of activities, what do you guys do?
We do a bunch of different activities. We are starting off our international host club, where we kind of have different groups of students take out the international students to different excursions and different places around the city and like around San Francisco, here in Marin, and to like explore things. And we are partnering up with ELS, so a bunch of ELS students can like explore the town and stuff.
That's awesome. So how long have you been a part of the group?
I have been part of it since my second semester of freshman year, so okay. I've only been with it not that long.
So who is the liaison for that? Do you have like a head? Like, I know Julia Welsh is part of the study abroad.
Yeah, she's our advisor, and she's like the one that promote studying abroad and stuff. I kind of took over the club after the second semester. So
are you considered like president?
Yeah, but like it's more like a core team that we have.
Okay.
And that core team is kind of like the team that kind of is in charge of everything and gets everything together.
That's awesome. Now, are there any requirements in order to join your club?
There isn't any requirements to join the club, but we welcome everything and everyone.
Okay, awesome. And do you guys have a certain day where you guys meet or such?
As of right now, we don't have a set date for meetings, but with the International Host Club, we do have a meeting coming up.
Okay.
So sign up at our table, and yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for giving us your time today. For those of you who are interested in Global Ambassadors, please come to Library Lawn here at the ICC Fair. Find Stephanie, find the Global Ambassadors table, and feel free to sign up. Thank you so much. You're listening to Penguin Radio here at radio.dominican.edu. And I'm still on, but we'll be right back. like I said, we'll be right back. And here I am, DJ Honey, along with
DJ 1UP here at ICC Club and Resources Fair. We are picking out the winners for the ICC Club raffle right now. We got Tara Navarro as one winner.
What did she win? What did she win?
What did she win?
Oh, she won a t-shirt. Hey, I personally love t-shirts. I can wear them all day. I mean, we're kind of have to wear them all day, but I personally love t-shirts.
Is that a new Dominican t-shirt?
It is a new Dominican t-shirt. All right. Low-key jealous at the moment.
Tara Navarro does not seem to be showing up right now. Are they picking another person?
Gray t-shirt is the next prize, and the winner has not been announced yet.
Gray t-shirt is the next prize.
Sophia Frederick is our winner of the gray Dominican t-shirt. Congratulations, Sophia. I hope they're giving her her size, right?
Right? Yeah, just in case. If not, she could wear. Well, hopefully it's too big.
Yeah.
Then it could be a nightgown.
Yeah.
Then it could just
oversize. Definitely.
I guess if it's too small, you can cut off like the sleeves, make it like a tank, I guess, type of thing.
Yeah. Awesome. We had a gray sweatshirt, and the winner of that was Sebastiano. We didn't get a last name for that.
Congratulations, Sebastiano.
And then the next prize we have coming up is
the black
Dominican sweater.
It's a crew neck.
And Leah Lopez has won, but it seems that she is not here to claim her prize.
All right, people, all these prizes are going to go to me if no one claims them.
Seriously.
Ooh, we have a string backpack. Swag bag. Excuse me. DU swag bag.
I'm sure there's a lot of other fun prizes in there.
Who won it?
DU swag bag goes to, drumroll,
Emily Lehman. Congratulations, Emily, on your swag bag. You got a lot of swag coming to you right now.
Are you enjoying the fair so far?
Yeah, I'm enjoying the fair so far. It's really cool.
Ryan, what did Ryan win?
Ryan won another swag bag. Wow. Amazing. Is there another swag bag coming up? Coming up here at the ICC Club and Resources Fair.
You're listening to Swag Bags are very popular today. Let's go ahead and see what's in the swag bag. I am here with one of the winners here at radio.dominican.edu. Alrighty, we're here with Ryan, one of the winners. He won the DU swag bag. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? Pretty good.
Alrighty, so can you tell me what you won in your swag bag?
Alright, so in the swag bag, I got a Dominican flag.
Dominican flag, woo-woo.
A water bottle.
Nice, nice.
And I have two Dominican lanyards.
Oh, okay. You have two, so you know, one for you, one for me type of thing?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Ryan, so much.
Thank you.
Alrighty, now we know what's inside the swag bag.
Alright, and here we are back again at the ICC Club and Resources Fair. We've got more prizes coming out. Another swag bag. We just found out what was in the swag bag from our winner Ryan today, and we have a few more swag bags being given out.
I'm holding him to that lanyard.
Yeah, you should. He did promise it, so.
Listening to radio.dominican.edu. We are here on Library Lawn here on the Dominican campus at the ICC Club Fair. This time we are currently announcing prizes, and the next prize looks like a Fitbit. Is that a Fitbit? Oh my god, it's a Fitbit. And I'm low-key jealous right now, everyone. Everyone listening, just know DJ Honey has a little bit of jealousy in her blood at the moment.
They announced the winner? I did not know.
I think it's kind of an anticipation thing. Yeah. They're kind of leading them on, you know? Got to show the prize. All right,
so Stefan, we had a winner named Stefan for the Fitbit. Great job, Stefan, for winning the Fitbit. We're going to hopefully. Oh my goodness. And here we have
Talia. Talia won.
Is that an Apple TV?
I don't think so.
Oh, so we have an Apple TV now being given out as one of the prizes.
Talia won a speaker. I believe it was a Beats Pill speaker.
Oh, amazing. All right, and for the Apple TV, we have the winner coming up.
Some Beats.
So now they are giving away Beats Wireless. Ariana Mercado has won the prize.
No one seems to be claiming her prize.
Claiming the prize right now.
I'll claim it gladly.
So, coming up next on Penguin Radio, we have the Internet Radio class coming to learn a lesson on how to use the radio. We're at the start of the semester, so we are teaching some new people some new stuff. So, please stay tuned. Once again, you're listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu.
And it's all 'cause of you.
And you kind of just check your levels here. So this is Joseph. I'm here with Allison. This is she's in radio right now, and I'm just teaching her how to use the box and just showing her the different controls of radio. So you just kind of like check your levels and see like that's too high. You don't want that, and you kind of check like green. So you kind of just want it like to be like right there between like the green and the yellow. And then so for you, you just kind of test. So talk.
Hey guys, it's Allison here at Penguin Radio. I'm kind of learning the ropes of how to work the machine.
Yeah, so that's basically it. And see like how like my voice is pretty good. It's not too loud, not too quiet, so it's kind of perfect. Then yours is quiet, so you kind of just gotta mess with it.
How can I see?
What do you want to see?
Hey guys, it's Allison here. So that's kind of the volume I want to be at.
Yeah, we're like kind of right. One? Yeah, kind of right there.
Okay.
A little bit right there.
So never above the white line.
Yeah.
So kind of.
Yeah, you just.
So
kinda,
not a high pitched voice.
Yeah, you just kind of want to just talk like this a little bit.
Okay.
Stay in the yellow. No red. Red's overkill. And then for like different people, because like different people they don't know, like random people, like the international girls they didn't know. So like.
So just kind of.
Yeah, you gotta just when you like ask them a question, and then when they're talking, you kind of just level it out and see. While also making eye contact with them, because you just don't want to completely ignore them. But you kind of just got to test it out. And then once you get to a good spot, you can leave it and stuff
okay,
like
so
that.
For the most part, in the beginning of the talking process, I'll kind of adjust the little switches to see where I'm at. And then at that point, I can just kind of leave it alone and carry on with
the interview. Yeah, carry on. Yeah, you just want to make, at first, the most important thing, you want to get the levels right.
Okay, so I feel like I'm going a little bit into the red. Oh, is that just because I need to keep like a steady voice? Like,
well, no, you want to talk to your normal voice. So like talk at your normal voice, and then you just kind of find which level works for you.
Okay, so I have like a fairly loud voice, so I might want to be turned down just a little bit.
Same. I got a kind of a deep voice, so I go around like the 2 or around like 3 area, like around here. And it's perfect.
How do you... What if I'm not being heard?
If you're not being heard? Like, what do you mean, not being heard?
Like, if is there, like, a point where it's too low and no one will be able to hear me?
Yeah, it's... See, so the levels will go, so, like...
Oh.
But if you move it up, the higher it goes, the higher the volume is. And
I
also,
see. So...
Oh, and here's the encoder right here. And you can see our levels. So that's the levels of my voice right here. So if I want to talk too loud, that's too loud because it's in the red.
Is it going to show mine?
Yeah, so
talk. Is it showing it? Hey guys, it's Allison Irves here with Penguin Radio. Joe's kind of showing me the ropes of how to work this.
Yeah, see, and then it's also, like, I know it's kind of hard to hear because we're outside, but, like, usually if you're in the studio, you can hear it in the headphones to see if it's, like, too loud or not.
Okay,
but
yeah, because the only thing I'm hearing right now is the music.
Yeah, and you also can turn up the headphones.
Oh.
It's on the, yeah.
Okay. I think I should leave it like this so I don't mess anything up. Okay.
So this is Joseph and Allison coming to you live from the Penguin Radio, from the library on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, and we will see you soon.